Even though she's in Hawaii, Lainey is joining us on this edition of The Beacon. I guess that's one way of putting it. Did I ever tell you I went there on my honeymoon?
No.
My first honeymoon, I went, well,
Out of how many, yes.
Yeah, we went to Hawaii.
Okay.
That is the longest god-awful flight.
You know, we have three layovers heading over there.
Three?
Yes. Well, two layovers, three legs, so two layovers, Texas and L.A., and then we'll get over there, yeah.
Oh, you must be flying on the airline I can't stand,
which
we will not mention.
We're flying on the one that I don't particularly like, but...
You don't like that airline either?
It's different. It's a different airline than yours.
You sure?
Yeah, we've had this conversation before.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Because when you said going through Texas, you going through Dallas?
Yeah, I don't know. Dallas or Houston?
No, Houston would be the airline I like.
Oh.
But Dallas would be the airline I don't like.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm confused now.
Okay, well, during the break, I'll set you straight,
yeah,
young
okay.
lady.
Okay.
We got there.
Yes.
And it's a long flight.
Yes.
I mean, we did nonstop. United Airlines had flight 1 or 2, I think it was called, 747.
Okay.
And we flew direct from O'Hare to Honolulu.
Wow, that is a long flight.
And you know what was interesting about it?
What?
You looked out the window to the wing, and the sun hit the wing at a certain angle. Do you know that angle never moved?
Really?
The entire time going out there, which means we were flying as fast as... You know, the sun was moving around the earth,
or wow.
the earth was rotating around the sun.
That's kind of crazy.
You know, being the physicist that I'm not.
Yes.
But it honest to God, it was weird. It was really
that
weird
is,
to see that.
That
you
is,
know.
That's odd. Yeah, growing up in California, it's a pretty easy, relatively inexpensive
sure.
trip, actually.
Sure.
So I had been several times growing up. So this will be different because usually, I mean, 3.5 hour flight is kind of what I'm used to with
right.
Hawaii, but it's going to be... I mean, Sunday we're traveling, tomorrow we're traveling all day,
uh-huh.
and then and then coming home, it's not so bad. We've only got one layover coming
home.
Yeah.
Are you going to go through Los Angeles, San Francisco again?
Coming home,
okay.
We'll go through LA. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's the general thing, except if I would go on vacation, pardon me, folks, just to eat while we're talking
sure,
here.
Don't, worry. Don't worry about
we'll
us.
Tell you what's on the show in a minute here. But if I had a choice, I'd go through San Francisco to see it.
Yeah.
Because I hear San Francisco is a very lovely town.
It is beautiful. Well, you know that's where I'm from.
I know.
Yes.
You're from Sebastopol.
Goodness sakes. Good for you.
Honestly. You know, Sebastopol was in the news a few weeks ago.
I think you told me that.
Sitting there, I was half dozing. And they mentioned Sebastopol, and I went, Sebastopol!
Perked right up.
I said, I know somebody from Sebastopol.
How funny.
And it turned out to be you.
What was that on the news for?
I don't know.
For?
Somebody was doing something. Somebody killed somebody or something.
Not in Sebastopol.
Yeah.
No. That doesn't happen, fortunately.
They don't kill?
They really don't. Actually, I think one time it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
That was by mistake.
Well, it was actually pretty tragic. But
right?
It was the kind of thing where it never happens.
I think it had to
town.
Do with the water.
Oh, maybe.
Something with the water or fire or something.
Oh, yeah, that could be. There's all kinds of, you know, that's a hot topic out there for sure.
Jeez, that's for sure. But I guess with the El Nino this fall, it's going to be a situation where there's going to get a lot of rain out on California.
That's what they're hoping.
And Lord knows California can use that rain.
Yeah, and they are saying that the drought should put at least a dent in the drought.
Which is what we're hoping
yes,
for.
Yes, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not going to solve all the problems, but it should at least help.
A lady who knows how to put dents in things is Sheila Perkins.
Wow. That was a segue to end all segues, my dear.
that's one that goes down for posterior.
It really
posterior,
does.
You know?
Really, really does.
But anyway, she's going to join us.
Yes, she is.
And she's going to tell us about the job club.
Good for her.
At the Lighthouse. It just got started back about a week and a half ago.
That's always valuable info.
Oh, you know, and it's growing.
Yeah.
There's more and more people starting to come to the job club.
Good.
And she'll give us all the details. Maureen, who works with Sheila in employment services, kind of heads that up. So we talk a little bit about Maureen and her role in it, and how people get, like you said, valuable information
Great.
From it. And then it's back.
Da, 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 da.
We missed last week, but you're back this week.
I'm back, baby. I'm back with a vengeance.
Let us turn the beat.
I like to eight. Eight. Isn't that my theme song?
What?
I like to eight.
Yeah, I know.
It's so cute.
Yeah, well, so's the name of the segment.
Let us turn up the beat.
Let us turn up the beat.
Yes.
You know, meaning lettuce.
Turnip.
Turnip.
The beat.
The beat.
Oh. I actually saw somebody wearing a t-shirt that said that the other day, and I was like, did they? Or did I take that from somebody?
You probably took it from somebody.
You know what? I did some research on it before I named our show this.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I didn't really see anything that had the... I'm not saying there's not. I mean, I'm certainly really not witty enough to be the only person in the world to, you know, put those words together.
Well, but, I don't know, but to have a shirt come out yeah. like that is kind of cool.
Yeah.
We ought to do that. We ought to have shirts made up for your segment.
We should.
T-shirts made up.
Let
us turn up the beat
yeah,
with
I'd
the
rock
color,
that.
With the vegetables
for
and everything.
Sure. Like a nice beet red or... Right. Yeah, I'd rock that shirt.
And maybe like a puce-colored shirt.
I don't even know what color that is.
What color
is puce? What color is puce?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
You put it on a white shirt, because that way it shows up the best.
Okay.
You know, on the front we have turn up the beat.
Yes.
Let us turn up the beat. And okay. on the back it says
the beacon.
The beacon.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I like it.
We can make shirts like that. It's easy to make shirts
good.
Nowadays.
I have $1.37.
All right.
Toward the project.
That should buy you a sleeve.
That should buy me a sleeve. At least, or a cuff on its
sleeve. A cuff, maybe, right. Yeah.
And then we have Tom's Corner.
We do.
I don't know what the heck he's talking about this
Who
week.
Who knows? Who knows?
It was nice he had guests on last week,
yeah,
though. It's always kind of cool.
I like that. Especially when high school students come by to see what we're doing over here.
Last week I was listening to the show afterwards, and I heard him say with Brian that it's only a couple of road shows left before the holidays.
Wow.
You know, it's really hard to believe how fast things are going.
It's too much.
It really, really is.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time wrapping my head around how quickly time goes by.
It just goes too quick.
It's done.
Yep. We were talking about Hawaii earlier.
Right.
I forgot what I wanted to mention was, so we land in Hawaii, and they meet us there, you know, and they're all happy and everything and blah, blah, blah. And all I wanted to do is just go to the room.
Yeah,
because it was such a long flight. You get there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we went to the room, and it was a gorgeous view.
Yeah.
Waikiki Beach, Diamond Head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, you couldn't ask for it any better. It was at the Hilton Hawaiian Village that
okay.
we stayed. My poor wife, 3 days into it.
Yeah.
Well, no, 2 days, 3 days into it, there are two things that happened.
Oh, no.
The first one was I was going to take her out for a nice dinner cruise, you know, and
sure.
figure it was going to be nice. So I book it on a catamaran.
Uh-huh.
It was the most god-awful trip that we had.
No.
They served the food in airline trays. You know,
oh,
they
my
airline trays
gosh.
At the time. No, this was even before you were born.
Oh.
So they had it in an airline tray, and it was bouncing up and down like the catamarans do.
That's horrible.
And what I wanted was we went by this one boat, and they had the little checker and white red tablecloths
yeah.
with the candles. And that's what I wanted.
Right, all romantic.
So, so she got sick. I mean, she was really sick. So we went back to the room. She, you know, she went to sleep it off. And then by about 11 o'clock, she woke up. She was hungry as all get out, right? So that was the bad part.
Right.
The worst part
yeah.
was we were out and we went somewhere and she got bit by something and blew up all over.
Oh, you poor.
She couldn't even get out of bed.
That is horrible.
She had legs that were like triple size of what her legs were normally.
Was it like a jellyfish?
I don't know. We don't know what.
Oh,
and they didn't even know here when we came back, the doctors.
Oh, my
gosh. So they tried different medication and everything else. They finally got it down, but it was just.
What a miserable honeymoon.
So this is what you have to look forward to for your
looking
birthday.
Looking forward to it.
You know,
it's going to be really great.
The other thing we're looking forward to is Sheila.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop by Sheila Perkins Job Employment Services Job Club and find out what it's all about. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
We'll be back.
1.4 million people in Illinois really want to work but can't. If they get jobs, they could lose their Medicaid health coverage, and private insurance is difficult to obtain. This is the reality for people with disabilities. The Health Benefits for Workers with Disabilities program can help. HBWD is a state program that provides health insurance for working individuals with disabilities. Call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com. Don't let your disability keep you from working.
It's time to visit with Sheila Perkins again from Employment Services. She is the vice president therein, and she is joining us on the program like she does quite frequently. Almost every month you have a segment on the show.
It seems like it.
You know why, don't you?
What's that?
We have no one else to fill this segment.
Is that what it is? That's therein as opposed to there out?
That's so. Right. So I thought, well, who can we, when in doubt, Sheila out. You know,
that's exactly right.
There used to be a saying in radio when you had a back time a record to the top of the hour to join the network newscast.
Yes,
and you were doing an MOR, an adult contemporary radio station, and the engineer would always say, "So what do you want to use to the top of the hour? How much time we got left?" And he would say, "Oh, we're gonna have about 1:58." I says, "You know what they say. When in doubt, Alpert out."
There you go.
And they used to laugh all the time. Right. And there was another one that had all shorties, too, that we liked.
Oh, really?
But Herb Alpert was the big one.
There you go. There you go.
Well, welcome to the program.
It's so good to be back.
You know, and it's good to have you back.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. You know, we're hanging in there, still trying to get people jobs. We've done well on some counts, and we still have more work to do.
Well, and never it's done. The work is never
it's
done.
It's never
you know,
done.
That's the thing.
No, it's
especially
not.
Especially when people need work.
That's exactly right.
So, you know,
that's exactly. And we're learning things too, Bill, as well as teaching things to our customers.
Sure.
So it helps along the way.
Well, you know, that's what we were talking about the show. We had a meeting a while back about the program, and we talked about how it's changed. It evolved
yes.
since it first went on the air. And it's like anything, it all grows. Everything grows. And once you do it, you find out what the shortcomings are, what you should be doing, and things that the audience wants to hear, what they don't want to hear, you know, that you don't want to have a tune-out factor, you know. So
exactly.
You learn the whole thing, so.
Exactly.
We're talking, now, the Job Club's been around for a while, right?
Job Club has. We're into our second year of this now.
Wow.
And they are conducted by Maureen Reed, who is our scholarship coordinator,
uh-huh.
our Job Club guru, as well as the job placement counselor.
I see.
She
okay.
wears all kinds of hats.
Exactly. Wow.
And she really she enjoys working with Job Club because she has an opportunity to, number one, bring participants together, program participants,
sure.
as well as those that are working that want to come
sure.
Together in one arena to talk about things that are pertinent to the world of work.
For instance?
Well, like last week, we started up our fall session. And week one was the development of individual employment goals and narrowing the job search focus.
Oh!
Are you there?
Okay.
Now, what that dealt with was actually thinking about the type of vocational training that you've had,
mm-hmm.
how your vision loss impacted the work for which you were trained,
sure.
how you can continue to do that work that you'd like to undertake, and identifying additional resources that you'll need to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing now is we're bringing people together and saying, okay, what do you want to do? Because we have individual sessions where they
sure.
meet with the job counselors. So now we're saying, what do you want to do? And we're having other people, their peers, hear them say what they want to do.
Right.
And then their peers are saying, well, why don't you try this? Or I tried this and it didn't work. Why don't you try this? So
right.
that's the purpose of Job Club.
Which is great. That's a terrific
it's,
thing.
It's working well. We get about 15 to 18 people a week, and that's good.
Wow, that's very good.
Yes, we don't, because we do a lot of one-on-one activity in the group.
Right, right.
So we want to keep it not small, but, you know, medium.
A good size,
so
yeah.
that it's manageable.
Right.
And everyone gets to have their say.
It's like Irv, the late Irv Cupson had used to say, the lively art of conversation.
There you go.
Because the ideas are shared and people learn something from it, and you can hopefully be a better person because of it, too. So.
That's exactly right. And you don't want one person hogging the show. You want everyone to be able to have the opportunity to participate.
Exactly. So. That's it. So what are some of the other sessions coming up?
Well, we have this week and tomorrow, the impact of working while receiving Social Security benefits. And you know that's a hot one.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right. You want to return to the workforce? How will you prepare financially for the changes? Mm-hmm. What does ticket to work mean to you? Are there time limitations on your SSDI benefits? And we do have people from Social Security Administration come in and talk about this. Mm. So they're getting it straight from the horse's mouth.
And that's what you want.
That's it.
That's right.
No beating around the bush.
Right.
Our third session is Know Yourself. Know how to market your skills and professional qualities, present yourself and your abilities to others, pitch your skills and your ability to potential employers, market yourself beyond the resume and application, be aware of your online presence, develop and incorporate a professional voice, mm-hmm. interact with potential employers and coworkers in terms of visual effectiveness behaviors while allowing others to feel at ease.
Would that be like the way you dress, the way you, your mannerisms, that sort of thing?
It's not just that, because we go over mm-hmm. that to mm-hmm. no end yep. in the individual sessions. Yep. Here's what it is. Bill, you and I are on an elevator, and you tell me, Sheila, I just purchased this call center. I need 20 people tomorrow. Where in the world am I going to get 20 people?
Yeah.
And I say, Bill, I don't know. You know, I've used a couple of staffing agencies and they were okay. And over on the side is Joe Schmo who doesn't have a job.
Right.
How are you going to pitch yourself in 2 seconds? And we're on the eighth floor and you're getting off on the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got three floors to convince me that I need to call you
sure,
or you
sure.
need to be here tomorrow right. for an interview. So that's the kind of thing that we're teaching them. We're teaching them how to sell themselves in a short time frame.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
What do they call it? The elevator speech.
But ours are the dynamic elevator speeches.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Ours get your attention.
These are the master's degrees in elevator speaking.
We're at the master's level of elevator speech.
I understand. Yes.
There you go.
You're elevating it to a new level.
There you go. Oh, you're so witty, Bill.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing weekend radio. And go ahead.
Week four
yes.
is resumes, electronic profiles, and cover letters.
Right.
And we have to teach people how to do cover letters. You don't need to send anybody a 5-page cover letter. That is not necessary.
No. I'd turn it off immediately, you know?
You don't need to do that.
No.
2 pages is too long.
Yeah. One page
two
is enough.
Paragraphs is enough. And sometimes that's too long. Maybe just a paragraph.
Right.
It needs to be short. Remember that KISS theory? Keep it short and simple.
That's true. Well, you know what? And that is quite true because
exactly.
if you're going to a human resource person that has 100 or 150 applications on his or her desk, they don't need you rattling on about things.
Exactly.
For 2 pages, let alone 5 or 6.
Exactly.
So.
And then we have to go over the resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do that individually, but we do it also as a group because people do get wordy and they try to get creative.
Sure.
And sometimes they out-create themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they keep it simple.
Again,
yeah, that's same it. Process. Week 5 is the American with Disabilities Act, and you know this is the mm-hmm. 25th year celebration. So we do, how does ADA affect your job-seeking disclosure? How and when will you share your visual impairment abilities and your adaptive mm-hmm. skills to perform job requirements? How to ask for reasonable accommodations? Mm-hmm. And how you inform others at work, your coworkers, about what you'll be doing. So that's week 5. Week 6 is computer assessment. That's working with people to determine their words per minute and their accuracy and speed and their introduction to work environment and to work production environment, because you know, no longer when you're working in call centers, Bill, no longer can you come in and chat and then sign into the computer. Time is money. So we have to make sure that people are aware of that and that they can work within a specific time frame.
That's yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You
know what? It doesn't hurt to practice.
Nope. It doesn't.
It doesn't hurt to practice.
It doesn't. So we do a number of things. We also do, voice, mm-hmm. reading verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
Do we test them on the phone?
Right.
A lot of things.
Which some of the call centers require.
Exactly.
You know, that you got to do it verbatim.
You have to be able to do it verbatim.
Right.
Week 7 is employer's perspective, interviewing and safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's defining interviewing as a conversation.
Right.
Maximizing skills to engage an employer. Anticipating questions and thinking on your feet. And that's one of the things that sometimes our customers have a problem with.
Mm.
They practice so hard that when someone takes what they've said and asks a question based on what they've said, they can't think of the answer. And they know the answer.
Right, right, exactly.
Because they're so busy with what they've rehearsed.
Sure, sure.
Developing an engaging style, putting the interviewer at ease. Developing questions and practicing well throughout, but conversational responses so that it engages an employer and not kind of is like pitting you against the employer.
Right, right. And a lot of times that's the way people look at it.
That's right.
As a combative scene, you know, and it's not supposed to be that way.
Exactly.
If you want to work with someone or for someone, you know, you try to make yourself as engaging as possible.
Exactly.
Yep.
Week 8 will be orientation and mobility. We still have some people that need practice in
that. Do they?
And we're bringing in a special, very special guest, we hope. I'm not going to tell you the name, but it is someone that really has an extensive experience in orientation and mobility, and that I've learned a lot from, and so has the staff.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that. We hope this person comes.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, that would be great.
And it will help our folks.
Sure.
It really helps
sure.
them to understand that they need to be able to know how to go into a strange building and navigate their way to the office that they're where they're interviewing.
When is what date would be the date for week 8?
For week 8, oh my goodness, I want to say maybe in November.
November?
Second,
oh, still in November.
Second
so,
or third
okay.
week in
right.
November.
Okay.
Our classes started last Wednesday, October 7th.
So, yeah.
So, and we're going until the Wednesday, not before Thanksgiving, week before.
Week before.
And
okay.
we're going to pick up the Wednesday after and do maybe 3 sessions in December.
And then be ready to let them go
then
for Christmas.
Be ready for the holidays.
Hopefully, you know, there's a lot of, I've been listening to the radio and the business reports. There is a lot of hiring going to go on this holiday season.
Absolutely. They're going to need
you know?
A lot. They're
yeah.
going to need, definitely. Need a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, if you're smart, we should probably get a truck and start shipping, get a shipping company going.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, that's where the money is.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
oh my
Lord,
goodness.
Yes.
If you watch the lines, I can see the lines in my building with the shipping. That's probably what we should be doing.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we see we missed our calling.
That's it. That's
no,
okay.
You're never too old.
We'll catch up. So,
that's right. That's right.
Week 9, yes. transportation, expanding your options. There you go. And flexibility.
Right.
Our guest speaker is from RTA, CTA, using fixed transit routes. One of the things that Maureen has trying to promote and encourage is for a lot of our customers to become independent travelers.
Which is the best way to go.
I know. And I know you would agree.
Oh.
And not depend, and I'm not going to say stop using Pace. I don't want to say that.
Right.
But to depend on themselves and be able to get out in the world
right.
and travel on their own.
Because you don't have to wait 3 hours.
Exactly.
For the bus. And then and when I say, I said that wrong. You don't have to get your bus at your prescribed time in the morning. And then it takes you 3.5 hours to get to work because there's 5 other drop-offs. You
That's
know? Yes,
exactly
and
right.
I know it's a shared ride.
Yes.
And I know I talked to my buddy Pat Wilmot over at Pace and everything else, but there's not much you can do about it.
No,
you
it's
know,
not. It's just... So if you begin to think about how you're getting around
mm-hmm.
and then how you would prepare for an interview and a job, getting there on time and having reliable sure. transportation. And not relying, and it's not just Pace. It's relying on a family member or friend.
Right.
It's not just the services. It's other things.
Right.
You know, you can using the services is great, but if you can also travel on your own, that would be good too.
Yeah.
And what gives you the most flexibility and freedom.
Yeah.
And then our last session is accessible work sites and adaptive tools, adaptive technology. And your friend Tom Persky, yours and my friend,
yes.
will be doing that session, workplace culture in the office and how it varies,
uh-huh.
preference for an atmosphere that ensures better performance, work team participation,
right.
organizing your workstation, developing an accommodation request, what you need from the employer, and will you need an assessment of your job description and workplace setting?
Well, see, that all makes sense.
That's
yeah,
it.
That all
that's
makes
it.
Sense. Very much
so that's what we're doing. And I think
And that's for this, through the end of the year.
That's through the end of the year.
And then you'll decide what you're going to do as far as springtime. And
spring, we'll have another session, too. We're going to do them in spring and fall right now.
Okay.
Because winter, summer people go away, and winter, we feel, is just a little bit too much.
Well, I go away for the winter.
With the weather. So,
you know.
I know. So we want to make sure that we capture everyone's attention.
Can I call you and tell you it's 80 degrees?
No, don't do that, Bill. Especially when it's like 2 below here.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. With a wind chill of about 15 below.
That would not, no.
I say, Sheila.
No.
Dear.
Don't do that.
Sitting here with a cool drink with an umbrella in it, and it's 82 degrees. We have the air on.
Oh my goodness. Talking about an independent traveler.
That's
there
right.
you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's not, yeah. And they treat us so nice. I think they like Lincoln on the airplane.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
And me, they could care less.
Oh,
they take care of the dog. You
they
know?
Take care of the dog.
That's look at the puppy.
There you go.
I'm flying out of a new airport now. You know, when
I come
up here, and they also it's a different flight crew. You know, that normally went to the city I lived in before, and flight attendants go, oh, he's so cute. I says, whom, he, me?
You.
Or the dog? Go. She goes, I said, I know, it's the dog. I said, you don't have to share any, you don't have to, I won't put you on a spot anymore, you know. So, how do they get a hold of becoming part of this? I know it started already, but you always welcome people to come
in, absolutely.
Right?
I suggest calling Maureen Reed, and she can be reached at 312-666-1331, extension 3655.
365. Okay, good. Our main number and 3655 is
their
extension.
That's it, and that'll get you to Maureen. If not, you can ask at the desk, when are the job clubs? They're held every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Employment Services Department.
Oh, I thought you had it at some kind of a, you know, like a spirit place, you know, beverages. You know, sort of thing. Not to be confused with the spiritual place.
No, we raise the roof right here in employment. That's what we do.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's
and you know what? I'm very impressed with the fact that there's 15 or 18 participants.
It's wonderful. And we have 5 student interns this semester.
Couldn't hold
graduate,
on to an intern,
graduate student interns. And they are working with the job club with Maureen.
Okay.
So they have the opportunity to assist the clients, especially when we're doing our one-on-one work,
right,
and help them get acclimated to the setting or whatever.
Would these be interns that are going, that are trying to learn HR and that sort of thing?
The majority of the interns, one is HR intern. Mm-hmm. The other one, the 4 are certified in certified counseling, rehab counseling.
Okay.
And so their goal is to become a certified rehab counselor and move on to a licensed professional counselor.
Sure.
And then a licensed counseling professional something. It's LCPC, and I can't ever remember what the acronym stands for. I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
I have no initials behind my name.
None?
None.
None whatsoever?
No.
That's good.
None.
But you changed your name.
That's right.
You know, that was the whole thing.
So I have a new one.
It took time for you to get used to spelling.
That's it.
Perkins, but what the heck, you know?
But you know, it's good, Bill, to have the rehab specialists working with
it
us
is,
because
yeah.
they do our intakes. Mm-hmm. They're the point of entry when clients come into the department.
Right.
And so it's good.
What schools do you pull your interns from?
So far, it's been Illinois Institute of Technology.
Really?
Okay. Northeastern.
Okay.
And Northern Illinois.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yes.
And how many times a week? It's just once a week. So if the students that come in from Northern really don't have to...
Well, see, now the students are with us every day.
No, I'm sorry. The counselors I'm talking... Or these people that help with the intake and all that.
Yeah, those are the grad
student
students.
Interns, yeah. Right.
They're with us every day.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. See,
oh,
they have a semester. Unlike when we were in school, Bill, and we had to sit in class every day.
Right.
No. Their semester, they actually do an internship.
Which, you know what? That makes sense.
Doesn't it?
It always used to bother me when they used to send you, okay, you got your degree, go out in the world now.
That's right.
Yes, so
you
where do I
what
start?
You wanted to do. You didn't. You had no idea.
No.
No.
You know?
Now we have them with us. They are with us an entire semester. They have certain amount of hours that they have to have under their belt and account for. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And they learn about employment services, and they learn about rehab counseling.
Good. And it's 312-666-1331, extension 3675.
55.
like I said, 3655.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by.
I'm glad you had me. It's wonderful to see you.
And let me tell you something. It's good to know that Maureen will be off the streets at least one day a week.
That's right.
Our show is The Beacon. Check out the Job Club. I think you'll get a lot out of it. You know, even if you're sighted, you can join. You can come down and be participating in it.
Exactly.
Good. I'm Bill Jurek. That's Sheila Perkins. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Karen Tamley, Commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, calling all seniors and people with disabilities. The City of Chicago's Voluntary Emergency Assistance Registry provides police, fire, and other emergency personnel with important information about the type of assistance you would need in the event of an emergency. The information is confidential and will only be used by first responders. It only takes a few minutes to complete the online registry form at www.cityofchicago.org/voluntary registry. Or if you do not have access to a computer or want more information, please call the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities at 312-744-7050.
Welcome back to The Beacon.
We're here. We are here every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning.
At this time.
We are.
7 to 8 o'clock Central Time.
Yep.
On WCPT 820 AM. You can get us on chicagosprogressivetalk.com as we are broadcasting this program. And you know, we have listeners all over the country.
I love it.
We have listeners in Rhode Island.
Wow.
We have listeners in New York.
Cool.
We have listeners in Kansas.
That's exciting. Shout out San, to all listeners.
That's right. All of this. Yeah, San Francisco,
heck,
we have
yeah.
a listener.
Just one
listener that's in San Francisco. Everybody else is sleeping out there. This guy's up listening. And if you're listening to San Francisco, call us during the week. Let us know you were up
yeah.
listening again this week, you know.
Bless your heart.
Guy probably had insomnia the week
probably.
He listened to it, you know. So that's what it was. And, you know, even in Florida, there are two stations down in Florida that actually carry the show.
Really?
Yep. They do a time delay on the program, and they carry it. A couple of reading services down there carry the Beacon.
That's very cool.
So we're all over the place with it.
That's good,
you know?
For us.
And
that's
now
exciting.
We're streaming audio.
Yes.
At the Lighthouse. So you can get our program no matter where you go.
That's fantastic.
There is this device called the Victor Stream.
Mm-hmm.
And on U-Tunes. We are on U-Tunes.
I don't know U-Tunes.
I don't either. But I found out afterwards. I had like 34 radio stations programmed on my my Victor Stream. And we are on U-Tunes. So if you are a visually impaired person that uses the latest Victor Stream, you can listen to us anywhere you go to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because
okay, cool.
Wednesday nights we rebroadcast the show, you know, on Chris Radio.
We do.
7 o'clock in the evening. And on Tuesday, all day long, we rotate with other shows on ACB Radio. Were you fidgeting over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, sorry. I was sitting on my foot and it fell asleep.
Did it fall asleep?
I had to adjust.
Age, sign of getting
oh,
old.
Please.
It really does,
you
yeah.
know, there was one time where I was sitting in a library working.
Yeah.
And I had been sitting for quite a while and I stood up and immediately fell because yeah. I didn't, my foot was dead asleep, so I couldn't feel it when I put weight on it.
It's the funniest thing. You get up, you go,
oh my God. I mean, I fell on my face. Like, it wasn't a tumble or a stumble. It was in a library where I was like grabbing like the desks and everything to keep from actually hitting the floor. Didn't matter. I hit the floor with a vengeance.
And there was always somebody sitting over there going, shh.
Oh my gosh. It was so
quiet.
Humiliating. It was in law school too, which was even worse.
You were in law school?
For a year. You never knew that?
I never knew you went
yeah,
to law school.
Law school for a year.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Couldn't do it anymore after that,
I
huh?
couldn't deal.
Too like, much reading.
That's horrible.
I give anybody who goes to law school and becomes an attorney, I give them all kinds of credit
yeah,
in the world, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I did law school for a year, and I went because I was always like the flighty little actressy artist, you
yeah.
know? Like, nobody really took me seriously as an intellect. So that was kind of why I went, to like prove to the world that I was intellectual, not the right reason.
It turned out that
I'm actually
out
not
to be the,
incredibly
the
intellectual.
Theater. That's right.
There's a reason why I was known as the artsy, whitey type.
But But you like to eat well.
I do.
And that's why we're going to get into the...
Let us turn up the beat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, pull up a chair, a pencil and a paper, and now it's time for Lainey for her segment called Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
Well, thank you for that introduction, my
Mrs.
friend.
Mrs. Kleeman.
Yes, darling, yes.
What are we talking about
this week? Next 2 weeks,
kale?
We're going to talk about... No,
okay.
I do not like
I
kale.
Know.
I have actually kale sitting in my fridge from my friend's garden who, you know, harvested it right from the ground. And I just, even then, like, I love fresh vegetables right off the vine. It's my favorite thing in the world.
But not kale.
But not kale. Like, it's been sitting in my fridge for a month and it doesn't go bad.
So, that's the bad thing about kale.
I know.
It doesn't go bad.
It doesn't go bad. It's there for eternity.
That's right.
So today we're going to be talking about coconut oil, which... I have a big crush on coconut oil. I use it for everything. I use it for everything. I'm not even kidding. And this is going to be a two-part segment. Thank you very much. This week and next week, because there's so many uses for coconut oil.
Pulling the microphone
you
back
are.
And sitting back
you're,
in my chair here.
You're getting comfy over there, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, because I know this is going to be a while. So.
Well, go ahead and get comfortable, well, people.
Right.
I ain't going anywhere.
I'll get another cup of coffee. And, you know,
just come back in 20.
That's right. Tell us all about coconut oil, won't you?
Well, like I said, this is going to be a two-parter, so we're going to talk about some of the uses this week and some of the uses next week. And some of these things I use from, you know, my very personal experience, and I can absolutely vouch for them 100%. So, you know, coconut oil is sort of new on the scene, and it, you know, it might just be a trendy thing that in a couple of months will disappear, like everything else that tends to be, you know, front of mind for a while. But I do have some very tried and true methods of coconut oil, other than the traditional cooking of coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I really like to use coconut oil for is as a makeup remover, instead of using creams and... What is your look on their face? Yeah. I mean, instead of buying expensive, you know, eye makeup removers and makeup removers, you can just use coconut oil. I mean, I go to Trader Joe's, I get my little bottle of coconut oil for $5.99 and use it for just about everything. So it's really emollient, and so it easily takes off mascara and the rest of your makeup without having to use a lot of harsh chemicals on your makeup from artificial makeup removers.
Mm.
It melts quickly, so you rub it over in like a circular motion and then rinse with water and pat your face dry, and it's incredibly moisturizing as well, so you don't even really need to follow up with a moisturizer.
And you get all your makeup off.
All your makeup off.
You come out in the bedroom and...
And you don't wake up in the morning looking like a $2... You know what?
I know. But you walk out in the bedroom and your husband's sitting there and you have all your makeup off and he goes,
Oh my gosh. You know what? That is a horribly sexist thing to say. You are a terrible person.
I'm terrible.
You are. I don't even really wear makeup that often either.
But you do.
Just ignore him, people.
I know. Right,
just
ahead.
Ignore him. Okay. And the second thing that I want to talk about is a diaper rash cream for those of you who have little ones out there. My little guy, I have a 3-year-old. He's in, you know, he's potty trained and whatnot, but he wears pull-ups for nap time and bedtime too. And every once in a while he gets a little rashy. And instead of using diaper cream, I use coconut oil on it. And
really?
Yeah. And it vanishes just like that.
No,
I mean,
kidding.
It does. And
what the heck is in coconut oil?
You know, it's derived directly from the coconut plant. So I don't know, you know, the specific properties of coconut oil that alleviate this. I know that it's antibacterial, it's anti-inflammatory. I mean, it's got like a bazillion, you know, different healthy elements to it. And so for diaper rashes, I don't think it's quite as speedy in terms of the rash disappearing as a commercial diaper brand, a diaper cream would be. But clearly it's much, much healthier for your skin. And it does, I mean... It relieves the pain and the itch immediately. It just, the rash doesn't go away as quickly. It might take 2 days instead of 1 day.
Right.
But the pain and the itching is relieved immediately.
And that's the worst part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I use that on my little guy when he's got a little rash. You can also prevent stretch marks. And let me get to my little description here of how that helps.
Oh, we all know what stretch marks are.
Well, no, we all know what stretch marks are, but you can prevent stretch marks, you know, yes.
And you don't have to buy that expensive stuff
exactly.
that they sell on television?
Exactly.
Okay.
There is so much, all right, here's the thing. There's so much commercial product out there that is so exorbitantly expensive because it can be. Because we'll do anything to, you know, anti-aging,
right.
anti-stretch marks, anti-this, anti-that, and we'll, you know, where do I sign? We'll sign our souls away to the devil.
Right.
But so there's a lot of the anti-inflammatory and the products in, or what you find in coconut oil helps them, the marks appear when the lower layers of the dermis tear for some reason, and that's what creates this stretch mark. And so the anecdotal evidence suggests that keeping skin moisturized can help prevent stretch marks, and coconut oil, again, is a natural moisturizer. So if you rub some onto the area twice daily, you know, and this for pregnant women too, this is targeted if you, you know, as your belly grows, if you rub your belly in coconut oil, that does help keep your belly moisturized, and it helps keep your skin supple so that, you know, you don't get the stretch marks that you would otherwise.
When the baby comes,
right, exactly. So there you go. It can also prevent cradle cap if you've got a little guy. You put some coconut oil on their, you know, their scaly skin, and that in it, you know, again, the moisturizing element of it really helps to alleviate that dryness and that itchiness. Anti-itch cream. This is actually one that I can vouch for personally. When I was a couple of years ago, I was in the hospital for a leg infection. Do you remember that?
I do.
And I had a big chunk of my leg removed, and when it was healing, it was so itchy, I thought that I was going to, like, gouge out my eyeballs. It was just, like, the worst itch.
Oh, my gosh. There's no worse. Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do about it. And so I just thought, you know, I've got some coconut oil on hand. And this was before, like, my big fanaticism about coconut oil. I was just kind of experimenting at this time. I slathered some, like, around the wound area and then wrapped it up. And it was immediate relief.
Is it good for, like, when you're talking about the rash, and now you're talking about this here, is it good, like, if you get, like, on your leg, you get, like
a dermatitis or eczema or absolutely.
Is it really?
Yep, wow, absolutely. I was going to talk about that as well. But yes,
okay.
it's a really great remedy for, it's so relieving, and so moisturizing and emollient that that it will immediately soothe that itch and that burn too, if your skin is burning from, you know, dermatitis or eczema or something along those lines. One of my new favorite things is body scrub. I've been making my own sugar body scrub. And so I know you're rolling your eyes. So I, you know, you go to the store and you buy those high-end fancy body scrubs for, you know, $15 a pop.
Miss Amish over here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's so nice, though, but you can actually make your own. I do a quarter cup of coconut oil, a quarter cup of, like, an almond oil or some other, you know, sort of skin moisturizing oil. And then I do a tablespoon of vitamin E oil and then, like, a cup and a half of sugar. And I mix that together, and it creates this really lovely body scrub that you put on in the shower. And then when you rinse it off, your skin is so unbelievably soft that you don't even, I don't even need to put moisturizer on after my showers anymore.
And you smell like a salad after.
You know, because you put essential oils in there. So you could, like, I made a vanilla latte coconut scrub, coconut oil scrub. And it was divine. Fine. It was divine. Like, I smelled like vanilla and coffee. It was just like, I just went around all day smelling myself. It was so lovely.
Everybody else did too.
Yep. So
must
you
be hurt.
And you know what? It's great too for, you know, for Christmas gifts and whatnot. Like, it's really easy to make. You get some cute, you know, bottles from Hobby Lobby or Michael's or whatever.
It's cheap.
You know, and it's, so, you know, and
so
it's,
you want to give a cheap gift.
It's,
you know,
but it's from your heart. It's made with your own blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
So that's one of my new favorite things. And I actually made a shea butter body scrub that I'm using right now.
Shea butter.
Yeah. So I bought
what
some
is shea butter.
Shea butter is it's derived directly from the from a plant, and it's a very moisturizing element. You know, it's a very hard, compact. You have to mix it with other things in order to get the body butter consistency.
Right.
But it's derived, raw shea butter is derived directly from the plant, and mix it with coconut oil, essential oils, you know, and you have a really lovely body butter. So that's my new thing, is the shea butter with the coconut oil, with the sugar scrub.
Do you have to be toasted before you can have that, though?
You do, otherwise it won't melt on you.
I see.
Ha ha ha.
Okay. now she's going to go along with me.
Of course I am. Yeah.
That's it.
Because you're trying to call me out here. So the next one, this is a couple more medicinal purposes for it. You can rub a little coconut oil inside of your nose to alleviate allergies.
Oh, fine.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's
okay.
A really nice thing to do.
Yeah.
But it melts very quickly. So it's, you know, you don't need a ton of it. Otherwise, you're going to have it dripping down your face. So just
Marge,
like a
can
little,
you come here, please?
You don't plug your nose up with it. You just kind of dab it on the inside of your nose to alleviate that dryness that you get, especially during the fall. This time of season, as I know, is bad for a lot of people for allergies.
Right.
it's a good replacement for cooking. Instead of using vegetable oils, you can use coconut
oils.
Which,
by the way, is very healthy.
Yes.
Because when we've had nutritionists in the past for taking care of your eye and what's good.
Right.
That was one of the things they mentioned was coconut.
Yes. See? Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. And next week I'll actually be talking about how it is an aid in weight loss.
But I didn't know that it was good for the bottom.
It's
For the baby bottoms.
Good for everything.
And a cradle cap and all that.
Yep. It helps to heal sunburn. I actually sent my daughter to camp this summer with it as if she were to get a sunburn, to rub a little on her shoulders.
Does she burn?
Oh, yeah. I keep my kids pretty well lathered up in sunscreen when they're outside, and she gets a pretty nice brown color. Like, I don't tan. I go from white to red.
To red?
Yeah. But my daughter gets a pretty nice, she gets your little bathing suit line in the summertime. She gets a pretty nice golden brown thing going on.
Nice brown color.
Yeah, she does. She does, yeah. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about this week is how it can be an anti-inflammatory, which can actually help with arthritis. It's got anti-inflammatory qualities.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
You bet. And there's actually next week, again, I'll talk about a little bit more of some of the medicinal benefits of it. But coconut oil appears to have a direct effect on suppressing the natural chemicals responsible for the inflammation. So studies have been done. And so far at this point, lauric acid and caprese. I can't even read my own writing here.
Good.
The biggest contributors of inflammation, and they are part of the medium chain of fatty acids found naturally in coconut oil.
You know, there's somebody out there, because you couldn't say that one word, out there yelling at the radio how to pronounce that
Capric,
one word.
Capric acid alone. C-A-P-R-I-C.
C-A-P-R-I-C?
Capric?
I would say capric.
Yeah. Capric acid alone makes up roughly 10%. So, good anti-inflammatory as well.
Well, that's good information, and they'll be able to find all of this information on our website.
You bet. We'll be at the Lighthouse Beacon on Facebook or Chicago Lighthouse Beacon on Twitter.
That's good.
Yeah, so we're there.
We're tweeting now.
We're tweeting. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
That's right. We're like the little red robin.
We sure are. So, yeah, we're out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Let Us Turn Up the Beat with Miss Lainey Kleeman.
Thank you, dear. Join us next week for another edition of Let Us Turn Up the Beat Coconut Oil Edition.
Part 2.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are just a fountain of information.
I love my coconut oil.
I do. It sounds like you do.
I do. And it's so readily available now as well.
But you don't smell like coconut after
No,
you
it's
use
not.
It?
It doesn't smell like coconut at all.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't smell like coconut at all, which I actually is. I like coconut, so I would appreciate it a little.
I would like coconut to smell like a coconut.
Smell like I'm on vacation all the time, but no, it doesn't have much of a scent.
Smelling like an old sock or something.
Right, no, it doesn't smell like that either. It doesn't have much of a scent, but it's a good carrier for essential oils. So if you wanted to add, your own scent to it.
You can do that
right,
then. Yeah,
right, there's no conflicting scent going on there.
Well, listen.
Yes, darling.
It's that time again.
It is.
Time for us to take a walk down the street and head up to the porch, where we'll find two very talented guys named
Brian Hawkins
and
Tom Persky.
And they have information that would be good for you to use this week on The Beacon.
We do have information, don't we, Tom? Lots of it. And today, for folks, if you're near the point of losing your driver's license, Tom is here to talk about bioptic telescopes.
That's right, Brian. Recently, with our road shows, and we were meeting lots of persons and lots of families, I just had recently just run into quite a few people who are right on the verge of driving and not driving. And it's such an emotional time. A gentleman I talked to the other day had been driving for 65 years, and his license is going to be coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started asking me all kinds of questions about it. So I thought it might take a few minutes today and just talk about, in the past, driving was in Illinois, for instance. Of course, each state has different laws, but 2020 vision through 2040 vision with your glasses on, what they call your best corrected visual acuity. So that acuity is your measurement of your vision, would give you daytime or nighttime driver's license. If you fell below 20/40, and this is in your better seeing eye, so even folks who have no vision in one eye, if they can attain good peripheral vision, 130 degrees instead of 180 degrees, and if their vision is 20/40 or better, daytime or nighttime, if it drops below 20/40, then it goes to 20/70. That would be considered a daytime only driver's license. So years ago, when you fell below 20/70 in your better eye, you would be out of the box and not be able to drive. So there are new rules in many, many states, and this has been researched over time, that include a low vision consultation that would give you the ability to see if you qualify for what's called a bioptic telescope. Bio means two. Telescope means the little lens that sticks out from your glasses. Mm-hmm. In order to have a telescope, you need two lenses with air in between. So they don't look like a regular glass. They look like a little telescope sticking out about an inch or less from the glasses of your better seeing eye. But the two, bio means two, meaning you look through the bottom to see your regular prescription and to keep the car in the lane. And then you drop your chin and you look through the top to see the telescope, which will allow you, in Illinois, they allow up to 3x telescopes, which allows you to see three times farther down the road than you normally could, or things that might look three times closer. However, when you're looking through the telescope, of course, now everything's going to be looking closer than it really is.
Right.
So you can't drive for a long distance looking through that telescope. You have to learn to then lift your chin, look through the bottom, and then quickly look into, get your telescope lined up, and then again, drop your chin, then lift your chin and drop your chin. So it's really a task. And for people who have never had that license before, the state actually requires that you actually use these glasses, get them prescribed, and they are custom made. They have your prescription in them. They require that you use them as a passenger in the car for 6 months so that you can really get used to what it's like to be before you get behind the wheel.
Do they give you a test after the 6 months to see if you're capable of driving?
Yes, they do. In fact, it's actually a very select test that's done by the Driver's Bureau. And I believe in this area, there may be only one or two testers that actually you have to sign up for a special driver's test with this particular professional from the Driver's Bureau. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're pretty strict about it. That's been something that's really allowed some people to continue to drive. Now, if you're given that license, you better be wearing those glasses if you ever get pulled over, because that's an instant failure if you're not wearing the glasses. So some people think about maybe cheating the system a little bit, getting the glasses and then really not wearing them. So that's not a good thing. And so that's, you know, one thing to consider also. Other rules that they have, if you have glasses like that, mm-hmm. you need to be retested every year. So it's not like the other licenses where you can go for 4 years or longer. If you have your regular eye doctor, you want to keep your regular eye doctor, but you want to come and find out all about not only telescopes for distance, but what's available for reading. You can call our Low Vision Center if you'd like to have an appointment here in the main office or at one of our centers. It's 312-997-3686. 312-997-3686. And they can tell you more about the costs of coming for the evaluation and where the locations are, including Chicago and Glenview, Flossmoor, and Elk Grove Village. And we're going to soon, I believe, doing them in Tradewinds, which is in Northwest Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of locations, there are two locations left in which you'll have road shows, right?
We do. We have coming up this week on the 29th, our Palos Hills Community Center from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock is an open house. It's free, open to the public. November 10th will be our last show in Des Plaines. Again, it's the Brookdale Center right on the corner of River Road and Northwest Highway where the trains go through.
He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
That's it.
You know, you missed the joke.
What joke?
Before, when you were talking about shea butter.
Yeah.
And I says, you have to be toasted.
Yeah.
I meant like toast in a toaster.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Maybe I'm slow then.
Maybe you are slow.
That's
good. Or maybe I just didn't like your joke.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
Gee.
I love all your jokes.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah. Now she's being patronizing.
Not me. I don't patronize ever.
Well, you know, next week is Halloween.
Yeah.
So you're going to, will you be back from Hawaii?
I'll be back. We're going for 5 days.
That's all?
Yeah.
It's not even
worth
it. We've
got kids that we have to.
It's not even worth going
for
5 days.
Oh, hush. You know what? Hush.
Are you having a party?
When?
Halloween.
No, I'm not having a party on Halloween. But I don't have parties on Halloween.
Because we could invite the audience to come out.
Oh, well, in that case, by all means, everybody, come to my house for my Halloween party.
Oh, good. 147,000 people
yes,
show up.
Yes, because I'm sure that's our listenership.
That's it. Well, listen, that's going to do it for us this week. Dr. Janet Slick is our executive director at the Chicago Lighthouse. We thank her profusely.
We do.
For allowing
she
us
fights
to,
for us.
Yes, she
we
does.
Love her.
For having it on the air. Going into our, I know, you know, we've said this, what now, 2 years in a row? We're going into our seventh year.
We're going into our eighth year. We're finishing our seventh year.
No, we're going into our seventh year.
No, this is our seventh year that we're in right now. I did the math.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Yes, but remember, you also quit law school. So.
Law school and, you know, counting backwards to, you know, 2000 and whatever. When was it? Nine?
No, we started in nine.
2009. Yeah. And so 2016
yeah.
is, so.
7 years.
So we're finishing our seventh year. 2016 will be the start.
At any rate.
Which, can you people weigh in on this, please? Like, maybe. You know, put a number on our Facebook page.
Oh, by the way, we'd like
so
to
we
hear, you, we, yeah, either on the Facebook pages or, you know, give
or
us a call at the Lighthouse. You can tweet us, too.
You could. Yeah, you know, however you want. Just settle this debate for us,
it's
please.
Called, what is it called? What is it, that thing called, that social media? Is it
it's
Twitter?
It's social media. Oh, Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, well, I said, yeah, we're going to twit. And Stacy goes, no.
No, nobody's
you're
tweeting.
You're going to tweet, yeah. She said. I said, what did I turn into that little yellow bird on the Warner Brothers cartoons? Anyway, we're off track here. Listen, thanks for joining us this week. The Mighty House guys are coming up next. And I don't know if they're doing anything for Halloween. We'll have to check in and see.
Hopefully.
So listen, enjoy Hawaii.
Thank you so much. I will.
Wear a grass skirt, but stay away from lawnmowers.
Okay, thank you. That's very wise.
Very wise yes. advice. Yes. A couple of commercials coming up. The news at the top of the hour. Then the gentlemen and ladies that will help you get your house in order for fall. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
We'll see you next week right here on The Beacon.